Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast Producer of the Month for June is Ryan Story. Thank you, Ryan. If you would like to be just like Ryan and be rewarded for supporting the podcast, head over to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. For a small amount, you can get some colossal benefits such as access to new podcast episodes before anyone else, exclusive video hangouts, shout-outs from me on Twitter. I will even read your advertisement, speech, or manifesto on the show. Go to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. We thank you for your generosity.
You know, we have great advertisers that support the show and keep it free for you guys. So one of the reasons why advertisers love Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast is that they know the show has amazing listeners. So about once a year, we run a listener survey to help demonstrate this to advertisers. And right now we have an all-new survey that Gilbert and I would like you to take to help us learn more about our audience. So just go to podsurvey.com/Gilbert. The survey only takes about 5 minutes. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself, what you'd like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. Your answers help us find advertisers that are matched to you, your interests, and the show. When you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. What do you think of that, Gilbert?
What kind of questions are you going to ask them? Because we can't get too personal.
No. And it's anonymous.
There's some questions I'd like to ask, but I'd like to know how far. And there are certain questions that if I ask our listeners, I don't think I want to know the answers.
I get that. I don't want to know the answers either. Once again, that's podsurvey.com/Gilbert. And by the way, you don't have to take the survey.
Yes.
So that's you don't have to reveal anything.
And please don't tell my audience to slash Gilbert, because they'll take it literally.
Absolutely. Thanks for helping us find the best advertisers so that we can keep the show free.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert Gottfried's Gilbert and Frank's Amazing...
That's it, but that's okay.
Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsession.
Yeah, I just sweep up. I'm not an integral part of the show.
One day, I'll learn...
It's okay.
What you do here, actually.
Well, let's see. It took you 7 weeks to get my name, 4 weeks... 4 weeks to get the name of the main podcast and 7 weeks to get the name of the mini podcast.
Well, that's just, now you're just nitpicking.
Well, you've got a long learning curve, my friend. Now, last week you talked about A Simple Plan.
Yes.
And we were kind of struggling to come up with movies.
About people who fall into money. Find money or get in five plans for money,
yeah.
And it rips their lives.
Or just simple people whose greed destroys them. And here's a classic film. And this is, you know, sometimes we'll recommend more obscure movies, and once in a while we're going to recommend
this
a movie.
This is one of the granddaddies of those type movies.
The great American films, and certainly not obscure. But for those of you that haven't seen it, you must do so immediately. It's The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. made by John Huston.
It was a father and son movie.
Yes, yes. Well, John Huston's father, Walter Huston, who's in the film, won the Academy Award.
Yes.
I believe for Best Supporting Actor, and it's a fantastic performance.
And he takes his teeth out.
That's correct.
He wore false teeth that right. He removes for the movie.
Correct. Yeah, you two are the biggest jackasses, and he does that wonderful jig.
Why, you're dumber than the dumbest jackass.
It's the great stuff. It's a film that also is part of pop culture. I mean, I'm reminded of the Bugs Bunny.
Can you help out a fellow American to a meal?
There you go. Yeah. Right, which is John Huston's cameo in the film, because he's the guy that Bogart tries to bum.
And do you remember who the Mexican kid who sells him the lottery ticket is?
I believe it's a young Robert Blake.
Yep.
Very, very good. Well, you know, in the old days, you could see Robert Blake on talk shows like Tom Snyder, and he would come on and tell his Bogart stories.
Oh, yeah.
And his Walter Huston stories. Yeah, it's a terrific film. Of course, Alfonso Bedoya.
Yeah. Bodgies! We done it, not stinking bodgies!
Which was parodied in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a film that when you see the film, you'll realize, oh, this led to that. This was in that Bugs Bunny thing, and this was in Blazing Saddles, and so many other things. But it's a great film about greed. And Bogart plays a character, Fred C. Dobbs, which was the name of a character Martin Landau would later play. In a movie you can look up, because the title is escaping me. Is it Battle Beyond Earth or something? Martin Landau was in a B movie before he had his career resurgence and won the Oscar for Ed Wood.
I heard that during the making of Treasure of the Sierra Madre, the movie execs saw rushes of the film and were complaining. They said, can't you get them to shave?
That's typical.
Yeah, they're stuck in the middle of the desert.
I think the Landau picture was called Without Warning. I'm going to check this because we don't do a ton of research for these. We just kind of do them off the top of our heads. But he played a character, Fred C. Dobbs. Terrific film. There's also a behind-the-scenes story about the making of the Treasure of the Sierra Madre, because it's based on a book by a guy named B. Traven, who was a mysterious character in his own right. And do a little, if you have the time, Google B. period Traven, and there's a whole other story and a whole other movie in this guy's life. John Huston, the director of the film, made plans to meet him in Mexico and to ask him about the film at a pre-production meeting, and the person who showed up was apparently not the writer at all, or may have been the writer, depending on what you believe. But go to Wikipedia, or just Google the name B. Traven. There's also a great story about it in John Huston's memoir that makes this even more fun. But it's a terrific film, music by the great Max Steiner. Tim Holt is in it, as you said, a young Robert Blake. It's genuinely scary.
And it's one of those films of people starting out with, like, the greed takes over.
Absolutely.
And Bogart is great in it because he turns to be the least trustworthy.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, he's the one that really gets turned by it. And when we had Brian Koppelman on the show, I was talking about movies that teach you something, movies about something where you actually learn something. And this was a film I first saw in film school, and my professor at the time said, you learn a little bit about panning for gold when you watch the film. It's actually instructional. There's so much to like about this movie. If you haven't seen it, please rent it. And if you have seen it, it's worth another watch. And you, sir?
Okay.
Staying on a theme?
Well, this one it stars an actor who I've mentioned in a previous one of these mini-sodes, Edward G. Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Who's co-starred with Bogart a few times, like Key Largo.
Sure.
And this one is made from a novel, and it's Double Indemnity.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Classic film.
So we're recommending two major American movies this week, not obscure movies.
And I think it's James Keen.
James M. Keen.
But the movie itself, I heard, was the script for the movie was the screenplay was written by the great Billy Wilder, and or is it Wilder?
Wilder.
Wilder.
Billy Wilder, yeah.
Billy Wilder, and who also did, of course, Some Like It Hot.
You connected Billy Wilder and the great William Wyler.
Yeah,
and
that's it.
Yeah, they were often confused.
I still don't know, and I've worked with him, Gene Wilder or Wilder.
You've worked with Gene Wilder.
Yes.
That's another episode. No relation.
Yeah. But this one, I heard Billy Wilder and Raymond Chandler worked on the screenplay.
That's right.
Together. And it's Edward G. Robinson and Fred McMurray as insurance investigators.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred McMurray gets involved with Barbara Stanwyck.
Never a good idea.
Yeah. And they start having an affair, you know, always in film noir, you know, watch out for the dame.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what is really interesting about the film is, you know, there's a big sexual chemistry of Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck, but there's a genuine love story between Fred McMurray and Edward G. Robinson.
Right, he plays Keyes.
Yeah.
Right.
And you go, and it's fascinating to watch, like, the real love in this picture is between these two guys.
Yeah, it's interesting. And McMurray, who was mostly known for light comedy, certain later audiences knew him in the Disney pictures, you know, Absent-Minded Professor and things like that. But he played a great heel.
Oh,
and for Wilder twice, because he plays a great creep in The Apartment.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
With Jack Lemmon.
Right.
And more importantly, Edward G. Robinson's real name, I think, was like Rosenberg.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Makes him a Jew.
Yes, very much so. Oh, he's a big lefty. He's a big liberal. Where are you going with this?
And Billy Wilder was a Jew also.
Yes.
Because I've been having people tweeting to me saying, How I mentioned which famous Jews.
Right, and I pitched you a Jew-free film, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. Walter Huson, nope.
No.
Bogart, nope.
Wow. But Bogart was married to Laura
Bacall.
That's
right, there you go.
Who was a Jew.
There you go. Double Indemnity is a great movie. Again, I saw it in film school. Merits of Film School, and you know, loosely remade a couple of times. We were talking about in the cab the other day. Remade as a comedy with Alan Arkin and Peter Falk.
Big Trouble.
Big Trouble, directed by the very funny John Cassavetes.
Yeah, I once. Well, I actually worked with Alan Alda. Yeah, those 30 years we did Match.
Oh, you were great. You were a great clinger.
I worked with Alan Arkin once, and I asked him about that, and he said that, you know, he and Peter Falk doing a comedy directed by John Cassavetes, he said, was like the Marx Brothers being directed by Bela Lugosi.
Perfect. Because Cassavetes, not a particularly lighthearted or funny or funny guy. I love his work, but for different reasons.
But, you know, I'm sure Humphrey Bogart's dentist, accountant, and agent were all Jews.
possibly. See our James Caron story, our James Caron story, Clark Gable story from an earlier episode. And Double Indemnity was remade a little bit, or maybe not so much a little bit, by Lawrence Kasdan as Body Heat. With Kathleen Turner and William Hurt, but it's just a wonderful film that holds up.
It's got that great 40s dialogue.
Everything about it's great.
Yeah.
They're films both from the 40s that I love and must be seen. Want to take us out with a little bogey?
Okay.
From Sierra Madre.
There was also Bogey. Well, another one I'll be recommending in a future one's Maltese Falcon. And I've already done Peter Lorre.
You could do every part in that one. Take us out with a little bogey.
Yes. I sure hope they don't hang you by that sweet neck of yours, precious. But if they do, I'll always remember you. And if they don't, I'll be waiting for you.
So the movies this week are The Treasure of the Sierra Madre and Double Indemnity. You want to take us out of the show?
This has been Gilbert Gottfried and my co-host Frank Santopadre. And this has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
I love it.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudeen posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.